Strides are being made within the agriculture sector to introduce farm mechanization. Small machinery is among the innovations that could be critical to future food security, as autonomous farming promises to produce more crops with less effort and less environmental impact. Farmers, extension officers, and students recently completed small machinery training, which is the latest feat of the second phase of the enhancement of the efficiency of the production distribution supply chain in the fruits and vegetable sector project, also known as the Seven Crops Project. Participants learned how to operate tillers and bankers to prepare land and beds for primary and secondary tillage for vegetable farming. Project coordinator for the Seven Crops Project, Adeline Udovic, says the training is in preparation for the shipment of small machinery due to arrive later this year as the ministry works towards adapting climate-smart agricultural technologies. In the past, we've had several machines that we have received, but when it comes to maintenance and how to man the machines properly, it becomes an issue. So we have some young farmers today and also some school children and extension officers receiving first-hand training in how to use these machines. Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security, and Rural Development, Honorable Alfred Prosper, says the introduction of small mechanization, particularly labor-saving agricultural technology, is aimed at making the agriculture sector more appealing to the youth. He notes that farm mechanization not only saves time and energy, but it is also more efficient and can contribute significantly to the development of value chains. I have always said that we have to change the way things are done in the sector. Farmers have been complaining of the unavailability of farm labor, and given the whole thrust of food security, it is time that we, our farmers, change the way things are done in an effort to reduce cost of production. Farm machinery is something I think is very urgently needed in the sector because it drastically reduces the cost of production. As the Agriculture Ministry continues efforts to address the interlinked challenges of livelihoods, food security, and climate change, sustainable agricultural mechanization.